My name is Natalie Gilbert, your host today, and this is the podcast Generation Q, and I'm super excited because today we have the special topic of going home for the holidays, and we also have a really cool special guest. My fiance, Sarah Smith, is going to help be co-host for this episode, so I'm very excited, but before I allow her to introduce herself, the fun fact of the day is going to be, what is your favorite Thanksgiving food? And for me personally, I definitely love turkey. Like, it's just my favorite. So now I'm going to toss it off to Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm super excited to be here today with Natalie. I'm a senior in the School of Nursing here at U of M. And I'd say that my favorite Thanksgiving food is probably green bean casserole.
Yeah, that's so good. So we're going to kind of divide this podcast up into three major areas. The first is going to be like general tips about going home. The second is going to be coping strategies. And then the last is going to be like last minute tips to remind or reminders. And so first, I'm going to toss it off to Sarah with some tips.
All right. So the first tip for going home for the holidays, if you're not out to your family, you don't have to come out just because it's the holidays. You get to decide when and how you want to do it. If you don't want to come out to them, if you don't feel comfortable with it, that's totally fine. And try not to feel like you have to. But if you do want to come out, make sure you assemble a support system first that you know is going to be there for you through the experience. The second tip is, don't feel obligated to talk about things you don't want to. There is absolutely no reason you have to divulge intimate details about your personal life, especially with people who you don't see very often. Number three, if people start talking about religion, politics, etc., you know, things that they can bring LGBTQ issues into, you can always just say, it's the holidays, why don't we talk about something less controversial?
Yeah, I feel like those are all really, really great tips, especially the third one. At one side of my family's house, they tend to lean pretty conservatively. And so something that we have just like established is like, we're not talking about any politics or any issues that could spark controversy, just because, you know, it's the holidays. It's not time to bring up all of, you know, these sentiments and politics and thing. It's a time to be thankful and to enjoy one another's company. So yeah, do you have like any thing to add, Sarah, about that? No, that's okay. So the next three tips that we have is like, how do you answer the quintessential are you dating anyone question? And this is like one of the most like, I don't know, like people hate this question. I definitely hated it when I was going home for the holidays and would ask this. So there are like three main answers that you can like kind of have to this question to kind of avoid it. And the first is like, you don't have to answer. You can say, I don't feel comfortable answering that, and it'll be fine. Like, don't worry about it. And then the second tip is like, you can say like, I'm not far enough into a relationship to really say or to talk about it. And that's totally fine. That usually shuts people down pretty quickly and just lets them know, like, I don't want to talk about it. And then lastly, you can say like, I'm enjoying dating right now. And again, like, how are they really going to like go off of that? Like, it's just saying like, I'm not going to talk about anyone specifically. Like, I'm just enjoying my life right now. So, that's a good tip.
Can I add another one for that?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, you can also just say, no, I'm just focusing on school right now, focusing on work.
Yeah, for sure. Like, any of these are really good ideas. And just remember, like, if somebody asks you about your personal intimate dating life, like, you never have to answer that question at all, especially with people that you don't often see. So don't worry about it. And the next, if you and your partner aren't going to the same place for the holidays, that can be really rough. We did that a few years back. And a good mechanism to try to help with that is like, if you are texting buddies with them and you can vent to each other about like particular things, that can be really helpful. This is also like totally doable if you don't have a partner, but you have a friend or even an acquaintance who is in a similar situation. You guys can just like be texting buddies and help each other to get through it. It's really helpful and makes the holidays more enjoyable.
Also, when Natalie and I would have to be apart for holidays, we would try to FaceTime every night just to catch up with each other, what happened throughout the day. And that was a really good time to talk. And I always looked forward to it at the end of the day.
Yeah. So anything that you can do to kind of reconnect with the people that you feel most comfortable with, or to try to be like an ally to one of your friends, is just really helpful. So I highly recommend it. And then our last tip is, like, if you have a particular family member who is, you know, really, you just know is like an ally to you, no matter what. So it could be a brother, sister, aunt, etc. You can talk to them before the holidays and tell them like your concerns about going home for the holidays. And you can really ask them if they would mind diverting like the attention away from you when your family is becoming too much. I think this is a really important thing, and it can help people with anxiety, particularly like me, be proactive about the situation and say, okay, in this case, in the inevitable case that the family is going to get on my nerves, what can I do to be proactive about stopping it? And who can I go to and turn to kind of divert the attention? So I think that's a really great tip. So now we're going to talk about specific coping strategies, and I'm going to toss it off to Sarah for that.
So I like to, for coping strategies, identify what my coping mechanisms are before I even go home. So for me, that involves some alone time. I like to take a walk, watch a movie, spend time with my dog. But for other people, that can look like spending time with friends, making plans with people who you know accept you. Some people really like that social interaction. Some people like me would prefer to take a minute to decompress and just be by myself. So think, what does a break look like for you? Something else you can do is go out during the evening, do something fun, maybe even go on a date if you're interested. Just because you're at home for the holidays doesn't mean you have to be at home 24/7. Maybe go visit some old friends. That's something I like to do over the holidays too.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. Just because you're home for the holidays doesn't mean that you actually have to be at home with your family 100% of the time. Go grab your friends or your sibling. Do something that you enjoy. Go bowling, go watch a movie, anything. Just take some time for yourself away from your family, because it can be overwhelming, especially after, you know, being at college where, you know, a lot of the times you aren't with those people all the time. So it can be very overwhelming. So take that time for yourself. And then we're going to go into the last minute tips and reminders. So this is a really, really important one. If you ever feel like it's important to respond to a family member's like offhanded or homophobic comments, and you think it will actually help the situation, then by all means do so. But if you don't really think that it will help, maybe the best thing that you can do for your mental health is to remove yourself from the situation. There really isn't a reason that you have to be around people who are disrespecting you. So you can always decide to leave, or if you need to get away again, you can use the coping mechanisms and just take the night away. But really just understand that you don't have to be around people who are disrespecting you, and you don't really have to explain to them like your opinions or your decisions and why, you know, they're right or anything like that. You shouldn't have to defend yourself in front of your family. And the last tip is going to be from Sarah.
Also, if things escalate to the point where you're in a mental health crisis, please do not hesitate to contact a counselor through the Trevor Project's website. They're available 24/7, 365 days a year.
Yeah, absolutely. So these are all the important tips that we have for you for going home for the holidays. We hope everybody has a really great and relaxing break, and we hope that you all just have a wonderful time and then get to come back to classes and enjoy the end of the semester. So thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Sarah, do you have anything you want to say?
Just thank you so much for listening, and thank you for having me on here, Natalie. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Bye.